Now, playing today is me, Dominic.
Hello.
Dave.
Hello.
Now, Tina's gone.
She has.
So who's going to play instead of Tina?
Today, to help Tina, will be Mr. Michael McIntyre.
Oh. Wow! I reckon Michael McIntyre would be clever as well.
I agree.
I reckon he's clever.
I also think he's going to try and get Freya to cheat and help him.
Why would he say that? I hope he sues you now because everything you've got.
Because I believe that Freya is the kind of person who would want to make sure he's happy and would probably try to help.
Michael's an intelligent man. He wears glasses and talks posh.
These are not intelligent questions, though.
Right.
So good luck with
fair
that.
Enough. Well, it's nice that we're after doing that link where I've said he doesn't have to do anything stupid to promote his Christmas Day show.
Oh, he doesn't.
You've now asked him to take part in the quiz through the glass, through a little tiny talkback microphone.
We will promote to
BBC One Christmas Day, 10:30.
BBC One Christmas Day, 10:30, I believe. That's when it goes out.
But we haven't made him play hopscotch on national telly or anything like that.
Not yet.
It's still early.
Mm. All right, if you want to play at home, you can do text us at 81199 with the answer. The first person through with the correct answer will get their name read out on the radio. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Right, texts off.
Text off.
Including Mr. Michael McIntyre. Phones out of your area.
It's already out of my area.
You may now turn over your question sheets. Here we go with question number one.
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 Name the artist, Hey There Delilah, from 2007.
Mm. Oh, God.
Oh.
Hey There Delilah from 2007.
Oh.
I think I've got it. It's one of those where if I don't put down the immediate thing I think of, I won't have it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No.
Got it. Yes. Double pointage for the chrissage. Oh, turn into furniture.
Question number two.
Oh, he hasn't written anything down.
That's fine. Mine will get easier. They do get easier.
See, you know, if we're going with Michael Showbiz age, that he should know that, but obviously...
Really?
What? Oh, hang on. Here he goes. What? Is he going to say something?
Sorry, are we on question two?
Yeah, well, yeah. We've done question number one.
Not your age.
And then next is question number two. Right? Okay, good.
Question number two.
What was that Michael saying? Christmas Day, 10:30, BBC One. Right, no, that's... Right, that's shameless. Question number two.
Question number two.
Question number two.
Question number two.
In which city is the United Nations headquarters?
Now, I hope Freya is not helping Michael with the answers. She says she's not... She said Christmas Day, 10:30, BBC One.
Interesting.
I don't know why she said that.
Question...
I've been told I'm laughing.
No, don't see... Oh! Hang on, they're having a domestic. What's going on?
Crikey.
He's only been with her for 3 minutes.
Mm. Question number three.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's all over. Question number three.
Question number three.
Question number three.
Question number three.
Who is the Home Secretary?
Is it bad that I have no idea?
No. I'm sure there'll be lots of people out there who won't know.
I do know.
You should, though, because you do news and stuff.
I don't know, because it's to do with politics and stuff, and quite frankly, I find that boring. I'm young and cool. Yeah. You want to talk to me about Duran Duran? I can name them all.
Yeah.
But politics, yawn.
I'm going to put John Major.
Cool and into politics.
What?
You can be young, cool and into politics.
Name one person who's cool, young and into politics.
There you go. No further questions.
Bye-bye.
Oh, lots of people.
Question number four.
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 Which word is spelled the same forwards, backwards and upside down?
Who spells a word upside down?
But you can do, should you want to.
Well, that's impossible and it can't be done.
Mm.
Oh. Oh, I know.
I know, too.
Although I don't think that's a word.
I agree with you, and I don't think it's a word, but it is a word, if that makes sense.
And upside down is obviously...
Yeah, I know how to turn something upside down.
Upside down.
Hang on.
You don't.
What?
You don't mean in the mirror, you mean upside down.
Yeah, I like that.
No, well...
What do you mean, no? If I write it down and turn it upside down, I'm turning it upside down, right?
Then I'll go and go with yes. Fine.
Right.
What?
I don't know if that's a word.
Well, hang on, it can't...
And finally, question number five.
And finally, question number five.
And finally, question number five.
Finally, question number five.
Finally, question number five.
Piggy... Dandy Beggs Swift is an anagram of this documentary series made up of four words. Piggy Dandy.
Is it Michael McIntyre's Christmas Comedy Roadshow?
Christmas Day at 10:30, BBC One. Piggy Dandy Begs Swift is your anagram.
Documentary series.
Yeah.
Really?
Documentary / entertainment.
Piggy Dandy Begs Swift. Mm. I think I went to school with her.
Mm. I've got it.
Short little dumpy girl she was.
I've got it.
As quick.
I've got it.
No, you haven't.
I'm going to do bad this week.
A documentary series. I don't watch documentary series.
I've got it.
Documentary series. About what, though,
it's
Alice?
Quite a misleading... Actually, it kind of is,
no,
though,
not
isn't
really,
it?
Yeah.
Is it, though?
Well, yeah,
You probably wouldn't think, the first thought, that this is a documentary. But actually, when you analyse it, yeah, it is, actually.
Wife swap.
Oh, I know what it is.
Really?
Do I?
Do you?
No.
I don't.
Or do I?
Is out. It Piggy Dandy Swift Begs?
That is good, though.
Is that what it is?
No, it's not that.
Dandy Begs Piggy Swift?
I think we're having issues in the live lounge.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're having a proper row.
Is that why I can't come and play with you in there? Why do I have to do this quiz in isolation?
Because there's no cheating.
Your guest time hasn't started yet.
Because you're being punished. You're being punished for... What's he being punished for? For being successful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
being too mega-normous.
For looking like Michael Malcolm.
For being too popular. Normally, it works the other way around.
Do you know what?
Can he come in for his answers, he said?
Yes, absolutely.
There you go. What, Mike, he's desperate to get away from Freya, isn't he?
Yeah. That really didn't go that well.
Go back to your blooming mothers. I don't care. You've held me back all these years. Yeah, Michael's struggling with question 5. Am I.
Well, you've got a song, you've got the news, and then the answers.
When you say a documentary series, along the likes of what?
As in, you're...
As in what?
Are we looking for a clue, then?
Yeah.
I think Dom's got it.
I've got it. It's fine. We don't know what I have a clue.
Listen, wait till he goes out the door.
Dominic,
who cares?
Dominic's leaving the room.
Right, what's the clue?
Give us a clue.
I can hear you.
No, I can't give a clue.
No,
someone's got it, because it happens every week. When you've got it, you shush us all.
Yeah, but that's different, though.
Why?
Well, because it is.
A documentary series.
Do you want the channel?
Yes. He's not listening. Just give us the channel.
Do you want the channel, Chris?
Yes.
Quickly?
Yeah.
I need a yes from Chris.
Is it,
yes.
Is it 4?
Channel 4.
Okay.
Yeah, but now...
Does that help or not?
It's not Wife Swap, is it?
We need to play a song.
Is it Big Brother? All right, I'll play a song. You ready?
Documentary.
What should we play? Oh, I know what we'll play. Let's play this. Oh, yeah. Michael McIntyre loves this track. It's his favourite track.
Superbad.
Yeah. This is what... What he walks on stage to. Damn!
Damn!
Hit it! 2 minutes to 8,
7:58. Damn! Oh, god damn!
He loves that, Michael.
So forbid.
You see him wandering around London going, super bad!
His favourite song himself. Ever.
Yeah. Loves it. Right, he's joined us in the studio, but we'll do the news first and then we'll come back with the answers. And if you want to watch us and Michael, you can go onto the website and we'll be streaming live in a few minutes' time.
Wow, how exciting.
Whoa. It's like being on the telly, Michael.
Can't wait.
But only on a computer. I can't get this documentary series.
I can't.
Got it.
Yeah, all right.
I got it.
I'm Michael McIntyre, I've got it. Look at me.
I told you we shouldn't have let him play.
Tina and I've got it.
Yeah, he's playing for Tina today. Really, if you were really playing for Tina, you wouldn't get it at all, because she's thick. She's thick as mince, as Dave would say.
She is thick as mince.
Right, so we'll do the answers after the news, which you need to read, Dominic. Are you ready?
Yes.
And then the answers for Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz with the lovely Mr. Michael McIntyre.
Listen, watch, share.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
It's a minute past 8.
Unions and the government are getting closer to a deal on pensions.
Hello. Hello there. Hello. Hello. There's Dave looking dopey. There he is. There's me looking fabulous. Oh. Hi. And there's Michael McIntyre and his camera there looking for the camera. No.
Fabulous.
That one right in front of you. That one there, Michael. No.
Oh, there. There it is. That one.
That's going to be a hell of a show on Christmas Day. Hello. Yeah. Hello there. Hello, viewers. Hello!
Ah, physical jokes come into play.
Yeah. Physical jokes on the radio. Right, let's do the answer to the quiz.
It's Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz, only on Radio 1.
Well, with the one and only Rob DJ...
Let's get on with part two.
Right, okay. I'm gonna scream and shout during this because I'm not going to be happy. Okay, I'm ready.
Do we need to go over the rules before we start?
No.
It's okay. A quiz.
The correct answer is obviously the one that's on my piece of paper because that is the rules. Rob DJ writes them. He's not always right, but that's what we get the points for. So, question number one. Name the...
Sorry, do we all have to say that?
Yes.
Okay, question number one.
Okay.
Do you not listen, Michael?
No, what? It's a bit later.
Right.
I'm not awake yet. Yeah. I'm excited.
At 8 o'clock in the morning.
I've never really done a quiz or a quiz or anything.
Oh, we're
like
going to change your life.
I'm really excited. I've got all my answers.
Next year, we're going to take you to bingo.
Playing as Tina.
Hey there, Delilah.
Hey there, Delilah.
Sorry, I read it wrong. Name the artist. Hey there, Delilah, from 2007. Well done to Claire from Bristol, who got it right.
Well done, Claire.
Well done, Claire. What did you put, Tina?
How did Claire answer that question?
She texted in.
Oh, why couldn't Tina have done that? And then I could have had a coffee.
She didn't want to know.
Okay.
I did offer her that option.
Tina's halfway to Calais on a booze cruise already.
Probably. Booze cruise, yeah. Right.
What did you put, Michael?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Okay.
sorry.
Dominic?
I know the song. Hey there, Delilah. Da, 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 da,
no, I knew the song.
That
song.
You
didn't know the answer.
Yeah, I put the Libertines, but it's not them.
Chris?
I put Plain White Tees.
Dave?
There you go.
That would be the right answer. I put Gym Class Heroes, which is a wrong answer.
Plain White Tees is correct.
Yay! Game over. Thanks for playing. Bye-bye. Game
over.
Double
points this week.
But that's it. They're the only points
I could end up with nothing here.
Question number two.
I got an answer for this one.
Question number two. Thank you. You had to whisper.
In which city is the United Nations headquarters? Mm. Well done to Sarah on the M5.
Well done, Sarah.
What's she done?
She got it right.
Oh, right.
Okay, sorry.
Really, right. You're not picking this up?
I thought we were keeping tabs on everyone in the country.
I thought you were clever.
Successfully overtaken somebody and returned to the slow lane.
She's also saying Merry Christmas.
Brilliant.
To everyone on the team. What did you put? Dave.
Ah, me. Geneva.
Chris.
I put New York.
Dom.
New York.
Michael?
I also put New York because I saw Jerry Halliwell there on E! News when she was doing her UN work.
Is the correct answer.
Yes!
E! News has the answers.
Yes.
Question number three.
No, hang on a second.
Okay.
I've really got none.
Wow. This is good. But by the way, will you wait till you hear the answer for the next question from me? Because I'm really...
I've got the next one right.
I'm thick as jam, me.
Okay.
Question number three. Brilliant. I love it. How he's just on the ball with that.
Sorry.
Who is the Home Secretary?
Exactly. Right, welcome. Question number four.
Wow,
number
very quick. Welcome to Sarah on the M5 on that one as well.
Oh, we've only got two listeners. That's really what's apparent.
No. She's just the quickest. What did you put, Dave?
Why is it me again?
Because I don't think you've got this.
Okay, Jack Straw.
Chris.
Vince Cable.
Dom.
Theresa May.
Michael.
I've got person who answers the phone at home.
That's very good.
The Home Secretary.
Is that not right?
Home Secretary.
She wears glasses and has her hair up.
The answer I was looking for.
She lets it down. Little flirty, fruity moments.
The answer I was looking for was Theresa May.
Yeah. I've never heard of...
She's a page three girl, isn't she?
No, she's a Home Secretary.
Right. Theresa May?
Yes.
Have you not heard of that?
No.
I'm not being funny, but for the Home Secretary, don't you want somebody with a more confident surname rather than Theresa May? It's like, no, yeah. I want Theresa does.
Theresa will.
Is. Yeah, and Theresa will. Just finished it.
Yeah. Was Jack Straw ever the Home Secretary?
Yeah, he was when Labour were in government, yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Who's Vince Cable?
He's business.
Yeah, he's a Lib Dem, but he's the business secretary.
I think Radio 4 should be more like this.
This would be great. The Today is Vince Cable.
But you know,
you've just joined us discussing who is the Home Secretary.
Wouldn't that be great if they were just a little bit more honest?
Yeah, exactly.
Now the thing is, with your administration, remind me again. What is it you do? I'm Home Secretary. I know you're Home Secretary, but I don't know what that means. What does that actually...
What do you do?
I've seen your face. Are you the one whose husband had pornography?
No, no, listen. No. You're very mistakenly wrong. I basically work for Michael McIntyre and answer his phone.
Yeah, that's my job.
Sometimes I have my hair up, sometimes I let it go down.
Question number four.
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 Which word is spelled the same forwards, backwards, upside down, and is on my answer sheet?
Now, we're going to have a row about
we
this.
We are, of course. Mm.
I have two answers.
Although, okay, you're currently winning, so you don't need to have too much.
No,
row.
I do, because I haven't got the next two.
Well done to Sophie from Tamworth, who
well
got
done,
that right.
Well done, Sophie.
All right, Sophie. Well done. Well done.
Congratulations, Sophie.
What did you put, Chris?
Well, first of all, I put SOS, but SOS isn't a word. It's correct, a whatever it is, which is letters together. So I've put SOS, even though that's right, because if you hold it upside down.
Yeah.
And then I put pod in lowercase letters.
Mm. Oh, right. It has to be lowercase.
P-O-D.
Oh. That doesn't work.
Oh, no, it doesn't, does it?
No.
Oh, no, pop. Sorry. I put pop. That's what I put. Pop.
No, it does work.
No, pop, no, it doesn't. No,
doesn't it become Bob? Doesn't it become Bob?
Yeah. Look.
Pop
pod,
becomes Dodd.
And you turn it round, it says pod.
Yeah, but backwards it says...
Oh, I see.
It's Dodd, the upside Dodd down bit that's screwing it up.
Yeah. All right, Dave, what do you put?
Well, I put ooh.
Ooh.
Okay. Well, I put a few. I put pod, and I also put boob, and I put poop.
Boob.
But my final answer is ooh.
Okay.
I think I'd like to say that boob is an extra special word.
Thank you.
Because it not only is the same forward and backwards, but it looks a bit like what it is.
It's exactly. Yeah. That's what I thought, because if you turn boobs upside down, they essentially still look like boobs.
Now you're getting the right tone, Michael. Yeah. Welcome to
in fact, if you look at the word boob in capitals, you've almost got three pairs.
Well, yeah.
Dom, what have you put?
I didn't put boob.
That'd be great, though.
I put SOS. That's the only thing I can think it can be.
Okay, and Michael playing for Tina.
Sorry, I put ooh as well, but I realise that's probably not ooh. Just ooh.
The answer...
Can I just double-check the spelling of ooh for the pair of you?
Sorry, no, it's O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O.
Yeah, and that was actually, sorry, one too many O's.
Yeah.
Just slightly less than that.
Yeah.
But then I think there might be an H, which ruins the whole thing.
The answer that's on my question sheet, which is what Rob DJ put, and is what Sophie texted in with, is OXO.
OXO?
That's not a word, it's a brand name.
Yeah.
It's a word.
It's a brand.
What does it mean?
But a brand name is a word.
What does OXO mean?
But it's not.
So where's Susan Dent in Dictionary Corner?
Yeah.
Should sort this out in a heartbeat.
Yeah, absolutely.
With her little dictionary cam.
OXO?
What does OXO mean?
But that's the word. That's the name of the product, isn't it?
You can't even run a quiz.
That. That's no more of a word than
you don't
than,
know the answers
ooh
to the quiz. You don't know if the questions are
well,
truly
see,
questions.
Well, I don't write the questions. All I do is read out Rob's, you see.
It's Rob's answer goes, even if...
What does Sarah on the M5 say?
SOS.
I don't know what Sarah says, but okay. Sophie says OXO. Okay. And finally, question number five.
Stupid game.
Finally, question number five.
Question number five.
Oh, look at that. Good.
Piggy Dandy Beg Swift is an anagram of this documentary series made up of four words. Well done to Stephanie in Wellingborough, who got it right.
Well done, Stephanie.
Congratulations, Stephanie. Excellent work this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Dave, what did you put?
Living with the Amish. What?
I love that!
What? Why are you laughing?
Where's the P then?
Where's the W?
Listen,
where's the B?
It's got four letters, it's a documentary series, and it's on Channel 4.
Living with the Amish.
Give me the points.
Michael playing for Tina.
A big fat gypsy wedding.
Chris. Boom!
Oh, what?
I put Tiswas Gabdi Jippigan.
Dumb.
Big fat gypsy wedding.
Is correct for 2 points.
Brackets, living with the Amish.
I never watched Big Fat Gypsy Wedding.
Well, that was fun.
That was rubbish.
Yeah. Chris doesn't watch Big Fat Gypsy Wedding. Does that make the question void?
Yes, it should, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Well, let's do points then. Did anybody get 10? Anyone get 8?
10? There was only 5 questions.
Oh, double points.
It's double points.
Last week.
I thought you were outdoing yourself in how stupid this quiz is. Yeah, I've got 12, mate.
No. 10, 8, 6?
Yes, 6.
6, anyone? No? No one got 6?
No.
Anybody with 4?
Me. 4, I got 4.
Yeah, I got 4 as well. Well done. 2. And anybody with 0 points? Dave.
Me.
Really?
I got nothing.
None out of 5. You suck. You smuck.
You got... Here you go.
Craggy, what a thicko.
Yeah.
Rob's Rob's not happy with you.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he got none.
Oh, my goodness. Mm. What a dur brain.
No, what a dur brain.
That score is beyond moronic.
Right.
No one leaves my quiz with nothing except you, you jerk.
You jerk.
Yeah, you are.
That means the scores for this series...
Hit me.
...are, in last place, it's Tina, with 26
points. That's your fault, Michael.
I couldn't pull it back.
You should buy her a horse to make up for it.
In third place...
or a pony. They're different things.
With 27 points, it's Chris.
What?
In second place...
Stupid quiz.
With 28 points, it's Dave, which means, Dom, you're the winner.
Yeah, man! Woo! We're the winner of the series.
Of this series.
Yeah, well.
I hate that.
Yeah. I love that.
Thank you, everyone.
It's like two last-minute goals from Dominic Byrne United.
I enjoy myself, and thank you very much.
However...
Oh.
Oh.
The winner... of Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz.
I look at Michael's face. Michael, God love him, he's looking so excited.
I didn't know there was a twist.
He doesn't care, but he's looking like, this is brilliant.
You got me on, however.
However, the winner for you Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz and gets this trophy...
Is this for the series, or the year?
For the year. Because there are four quarters in the year with us.
There you go, Michael, four quarters.
I'm surprised you knew that.
Amazing. It wasn't a quiz question.
And how many seasons are there, Alex?
I really would have struggled. Which means...
Frankie Valli.
Dom's now won one series.
Thank you.
Chris, you've won one series.
Yes.
Dave's won two. So you are the winner of the year.
Thank you. I like it more now. Thank you very much.
That's brilliant.
I've got a trophy and everything. Thank you, Aled. I feel honoured. This is a tremendous honour.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Can I just go back to this quiz and say noon as the possible one which is forwards and backwards and upside down?
Noon?
Mm-hmm.
Is that capital letters?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, noon's good.
It's very good.
Noon's good, isn't it?
That's good.
And noon is an acronym of SOS.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
What about swims?
What, are you still going with this?
Swims?
Swims isn't going to work. Because the M and the W are the opposite.
Well, if you turn it upside down...
Yeah, it does work.
It does. It works upside down.
Swims.
Yeah.
That's good. But
this is like...
He's such a champion that even after he's got his trophy, he's still playing.
You are. He's loving it.
Can't stop. Bob?
No, Bob doesn't.
No.
Michael's going, 10:30 Christmas Day. That's all I wanted to say.
No, I'm not. What I was actually thinking is how amazing you are at working. It's incredible to watch you work in all this stuff.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
That stuff. That's what I'm talking about.
Thank you.
He's got, at the end of his fingertips, he has the perfect thing for every moment. Like now, for example.
You name it, and it will appear. You name any animal, it could appear.
Do you have one of those at home? Are you able to?
No, just at work.
I'd love to have applause and a big...
In the same way you don't have a stage at home with a microphone in the middle.
But I'd love to have a round of applause. Wouldn't that be nice if you just push a button? Have you got that access to that, like a big laugh or round of applause on that?
I don't have... Well, you know with the show, I don't have a big laugh on cue, sadly. Okay. But I have everything else. You name an animal. Got any animal.
Oh, okay. Well, cockatoo.
A cock...
Of a chicken, isn't it?
Oh, my God, they're actually walking out of an enclosure.
Look at that. Come on, hit me again. Hit me. Come on. What do you want? What do you want? Name an animal.
I'm not huge on animals. Okay.
Any animal in the world.
Any animal in the world.
Okay. A macaw.
Right, really? Sorry, any animal in the world?
Sorry, I've been watching too much children's television. An elephant. That came in the wrong order. I mean, it's probably easier if you quiz me.
Yeah, and then you can say what they are.
A horse! Oh, this is the kind of... I have to say that Alan's got both those wrong in the corner. Oh, I don't know.
Guinea pig, obviously. Come on.
Why would you need that in a breakfast show?
In case you're ever telling a joke about a guinea pig and they can drop that in the background and you go, wow, this is really theatre of the mind. It's helping the story. I better get out of here on my horse. And then open the door, punch the small cartoon animal, and then close the door again. Thank you very much.
Bravo.
Thank you.
It's like the Archers, isn't it?
It's theatre of the mind, isn't it?
Right, should we play a song and then chat with Michael McIntyre? Good idea.
A pleasure.
All right, Michael is here. He's been here since about 4:30 this morning.
It's very early.
Only fair.
Well, because I heard that you chuck people out if they're late, so I thought I'd come in early.
You know, but now the rule has changed. If people are too early...
I know, that's what I worried about.
We make them play the game.
It's very hard to judge traffic at 4:30 a.m.
8:21 in the morning. Michael McIntyre is next.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning.
Hello, hello, we are. That's it, we're on. And here, look, it's Michael McIntyre.
Yay!
Right, let's have this bad music. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Sorry, hi.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm really well, thanks, Chris. Okay. Thanks for having me on your show at this in this festive week, the golden festive week.
Yes. Thank you for coming on
before
the show.
The big day.
Are you a Christmas man?
What does that mean?
Well, like, do you love Christmas? Are you not bothered by it? Do you hate it? What's your feeling?
I enjoy Christmas. I feel like I've done it now quite a few times. You know, it's sort of, you go through the motions a bit.
Well, it's every year, isn't it?
I know. But it tends to be quite similar.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of similarities on a yearly basis. But to have children and the excitement that they have for Christmas is wonderful. And I live my life through my children.
I can imagine you around the Christmas table. And I also think you're one of those people that would actually suit a Christmas hat.
Yeah, no, I don't see
really?
That at all. No, that's actually wrong. Your imagination is played.
I can see you there.
I enjoy, you know, I make all the same mistakes on Christmas that everybody makes. I drink too early.
Mm-hmm.
That's always a... I don't know why when you're offered a champagne for breakfast, you don't realise how stupid a decision that would be, you know.
It's
I wake up in the morning, my wife's in it, it's like 6 o'clock in the morning. Do you want a champagne? And I tend to go, yes, because it's Christmas.
Sure.
She might as well be saying to me, would you like a headache? Would you like to get tired and emotional by lunch?
It's the only time it's socially acceptable, though, isn't it, to start drinking that early? Because otherwise, if you do it, people normally assume you've got an alcohol problem.
I never do. I
think it's a terrible
error. And I do have an alcohol problem, but I don't drink early on Christmas Day. I save it.
You save
later
it.
Later on, yeah.
Yeah.
How many children have you got now?
I have two boys.
Oh.
They're very, very excited. They're counting down the days. In fact, December's quite good because I tend not to know what date it is, but they've got that information at you know, I'm like, all down, like, so, you know, when I'm filling out something. Or
you should get them advent calendars.
What's
for
the
every
date?
Month.
It's the 18th, Father. Tomorrow's the 19th. It's 6 days till Christmas. They're well onto it.
Why don't you do a Michael McIntyre tour?
Oh, can I tell you something funny just while it comes to my mind? So I think it's important that I try and be funny. I was in the car yesterday. You know when you're in the car and you're a kid and you're always going, are we nearly there yet? When are you there? You're nearly there. It's a classic.
Yeah.
Because I got sat nav built into the car. My 3-year-old yesterday said, Daddy, have we reached our destination?
No!
How many miles to the destination? Is our destination on the left?
Yeah. Are we taking the most direct route?
Yeah.
Oh, no, Daddy.
There's McDonald's. Do a U-turn where possible.
Has the route changed to avoid traffic incidents?
Yeah. Do you, by the way, when the sat-nav tells you that, do you trust it? You
know, no.
Well,
I have followed
there
it.
There is major traffic ahead. And you go,
I've followed
there?
It before and it's got me wrong, actually, and there hasn't been any traffic.
Yeah. You just don't know how they could possibly know that.
I once got off the M1 at, like, I don't know, Junction 26.
Yeah.
Your route has checked, because my sat-nav is very patronising. Yeah. Your route has changed to avoid traffic incidents. Idiot. So I come off at Junction 26, and I go around the houses for about 40 minutes, and I go back on at Junction 25.
Oh,
and,
great.
And then I hit traffic, and I'm like, right, this is pointless.
It took
so now
you backwards.
Whichever way I was going, right. I don't know. And now I'm like, do you know what, I'll just keep
because
going.
Because the thing is that you realise you'll never know. So you think, I'd rather know that the sat-nav was right and be stuck in traffic than to go off on some diversion, never knowing whether I've been lied to.
True.
And
true.
Whether my whole life is now late.
You should just ignore it.
But sometimes sat-nav doesn't even know what road you're on. You just go off. You ever look down at the sat-nav and you're just in the middle of a field?
Oh, yeah, sometimes, yeah. Especially on when they've done new roads and stuff and they're not in there. And suddenly it just sort of... And it's like you're in space.
It's like
something.
The sat-nav's going, you have gone mad.
Yeah.
You are now in agricultural land.
You are nowhere. You don't exist.
That happened to me in Norwich once, but I think it was just like on your new bypass. It wasn't like Norwich generally.
Yeah.
Do you play the sat-nav arrival time game?
Of course everybody races it, yeah.
No, not
can I just ask, though, just because we've got people emailing in and stuff, has anybody got a ticket for that average speed thing on the motorway?
Yes.
So is that real? I thought it was pretend.
Yeah, no, it does work.
Look at your face!
Is that real?
Yeah, no, genuinely.
They work out your average speed?
Yeah,
so they time you when you come in and when you come out, and they do that little thing you learned in maths, speed equals distance over time,
yeah.
And did you get here so fast?
It does work.
Is that right? Okay. All right, I didn't know that, sorry.
That's why you should always adhere to the speed limit.
Well, I haven't, okay, I will.
Yeah, but for me, I have issues with it, because it doesn't give the guidelines, the boundaries, to make it average. For example, do they mean bridge to bridge, or do they mean from the first of the month to the end of the month?
But also, you could do 90 miles an hour and then do 2 miles an hour for the last bit. Yeah. You could try and break the speed limit. You could go see what this baby can do and then stop.
Yeah.
And then watch the clock in and just do your little speed equal system every time.
Yeah,
and then just pop the line over.
Technically,
50. Yeah. I averaged 50, baby, but I did 126.
No. you're right. You could, by the letter of the law, then that would be your average time.
It's totally legal to do 180 miles an hour as long as you wait for 40 minutes and have your lunch before you cross the line.
Have a little sleep at the holiday. Yeah, exactly. Floor it. Mm. Not a problem. No, you can't do that. Sadly.
Okay, sorry.
But yeah, no, the average speed camera thing does, you know, does work.
Cool.
Michael, who does a lot of travelling up and down the motorways, is now going, oh, God.
I need to talk about other things.
Yeah, you do, quickly.
Yeah.
Christmas Day, 10:30 on BBC One will be
Christmas,
Michael.
I have a TV show.
I know.
It's on Christmas Day, and I have to tell you about it, because it's the best show I've ever been involved in. I can't tell you how much fun this show is.
Is it the best show?
Without a doubt. Can I tell you who's in it?
Yes.
Okay. We've got...
Good?
David, we got. I just don't know what order. It's too exciting.
David Icke.
We've got Miranda Hasselhoff. We've got James Corden. We've got Rob Brydon. We've got David Mitchell. We've got Jack D.
Wow.
We've got Rod Gilbert. We've got Sean Locke.
They're all on the show?
All on the show. We've got, that's a lot of
that's
people.
That's a comedy powerhouse.
It's a comedy powerhouse. Yeah. And they're all absolutely wonderful. Rob Brydon plays Father Christmas. David Mitchell does a Christmas monologue from the Royal Box. It's hilarious. Miranda runs out the audience. Corden's playing Smithy. Jack D's doing stand-up for the first time in years.
Wow.
I sing Fairy Tale of New York with Pixie Lott, which is
really
worth seeing.
Yeah. Why did you have to ruin it?
And then to end it, we got Kylie Minogue on at the end, singing Let It Snow with all the comedians. It was just the most sensational. We did it at the Theatre Royal in Drury Lane last week. It was the most fun. I got a great audience in as well.
I can just feel the Christmas joy of Kylie Minogue and Sean Locke singing a Christmas song together.
If you want me to be honest about that, we had to go to some long shots on that, because he was a little bit awkward with the dancing at the end, and he did make a call and say, can I not be in the dancing at the end? I hope he doesn't mind me saying, but Rod Gilbert did embarrassing... I shouldn't say this on the radio.
No, you should. He did
say the most hilarious fan-type thing to Kylie Minogue. I couldn't even believe he said it. I had to stop and go... Rod, you can't be saying things like that. He went up to Kylie Minogue and all. I shouldn't be saying.
Is this broadcastable?
No, yes, it is. Right. But it's just an embarrassing thing to say. We're all trying to pretend we're all big stars. You know, you got Corden and Miranda. They're all there. You know, it's all showbiz.
Sure,
we're the acts. We're the cast. We've done a big bow. Mm. We've got snow falling out the things.
Beautiful.
We're the stars. But then Rod decided to reclaim his position as lunatic fanatic.
Yeah,
and he went up to Kylie Minogue and said, "Hello, Kylie. When I was working in Curry's in Carmarthen, I used to watch you every day in Neighbours." And her face was like, what have I agreed to? Who are these people? Like, Kylie has heard of Curry's or Carmarthen and is there to talk about her time on Neighbours.
Bless him.
But it was just the most I just wanted to do a proper Christmas special for Christmas Day to be entertaining. I've got, you know, I fought, wrote letters to get everybody involved. They all delivered. And BBC One 10:30, I'm so proud of it.
I didn't get a letter. I didn't.
Do you know what, Chris? Don't bring that up, because you did receive an invitation to come and witness the show.
What do you mean, witness? Sit in the audience?
Well,
or be taking part?
What did you? We don't do a radio bit. There wasn't a radio. If there was a radio section of the show, like a now for 5 minutes of.
I could read a monologue in the Royal Box.
Pub quiz. No, you could have done
it. I could have been Smithy.
No, you're right. No, you can't. You're not allowed to be another character that you're not.
What does Miranda Hart do?
It's a surprise.
Well, what you just said, she's on it. She runs through the audience. She naked? She riding a reindeer?
You could do all of those things, I know. I'm sorry that you weren't invited.
What,
but
my chopped liver?
If it's a success, I'd love to. Seriously? I'd love to have you on the show.
Five series on Channel 4, you know? I mean, granted, you know, this one's all over the schedule. But, you know, where's the love? No,
you're contracted to Channel 4. You're not.
I could have done stand up.
You could have done.
Take my wife, please.
Have you ever done stand up?
Sure.
Chris
Wiles? Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah. I'm a riot.
Tell me.
I know. That's it. I caused a riot.
Yeah, you did. You were three chairs, didn't you?
There you go.
No,
Chris, I would have loved to have had you on the show. It was a sensational show.
Whoa.
You would have loved Dancing with Kylie.
Take my wife, please. I could have done all that.
Was that the echo of the empty room
that's,
performing?
No, it's that's the.
Brilliant.
Oh,
that always helps.
I went to the fish and chip shop yesterday.
Can you?
Not yet.
Can you not do all the jokes from the show? It's gonna people have nothing to look forward to.
Yeah, this is Kylie's act.
Kylie brought the house down.
Is she?
Hilarious.
Her stand-up is really
dark.
She's
funny.
It's quite dark.
It's kind of like depressed Sarah Silverman. Yeah. It's very, you know, she's got a very unique
stand-up. She surprised everyone with this side of her. Mm.
Well, it's on Christmas Day, 10:30 on BBC One. Now, yes. Now this is not a loaded question. Will you okay. watch it? Because it's the nightly show on Christmas Day to watch on the BBC. Now, the idea of this, I know for a fact that me, my mum and dad will be sitting in the living room and we will watch this on Christmas
I hope
Day,
so.
Right? Now, but you'll be sitting in your living room with your family and someone will go, what is there to watch on telly? And now, will you be there going, me? Or will you go, come on, let's watch the show. Everyone else is doing it. We should watch it. It's weird, isn't it?
It is a weird thing. Well, I've never been in that situation before, but I suppose it'd be weird. But it's an honour to be on Christmas Day. And as I say,
it's huge.
There are so many other wonderful people in it if they haven't seen. Most of my close family have agonised over everything that I've said for the last 3 months, so there'll be no surprises there. I've been trying jokes out on them constantly. But they haven't seen, you know, as I say, all the people who are in it who are... It's just very, very funny. And I've hidden that from them.
Yeah, yeah,
so
you've gone on about all these top celebrity stars and friends of yours that are in this show.
Do you think the Queen does that on Christmas Day? And she gets everybody...
She goes, yes, let's watch
not,
Michael
not
Valentine.
Everybody said yes, by the way. I did write a letter to John Cleese, and he wrote to come and be on the show, and he wrote me a letter back saying, because of my divorce settlement, I can't be in... There's only a certain number of days I can be in the country, and I'm not prepared to give one of them to you.
But that's absolutely true as well.
He hardly mentions that whole divorce thing.
Yeah, I've only got 74 days, yeah. And I can't... they're already allocated.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be big. What were you going to say?
No, it's fine.
Christmas Day, 10:30.
Will you text me? Because, you know, I don't get many texts from you, and
think
I know that you're a big texter.
Because you don't reply.
That's not true. I'm always replying to texts.
That's rubbish.
No, I'm sorry. I won't take that. I'm a big... Sometimes I just reply these... Can we talk about kissing in text? How are you? Are you doing?
Hang on, let me do
kissing other men in text?
Yes,
I do a kiss.
What, isn't that awkward?
No, I don't think so.
But don't you think if we start that, it's just going to build, and then soon we'll start, you know, kissing each other like Italian footballers being substituted in real life?
I know what you
lovely
mean.
Lovely to see you, Dave. Mwah, yeah, see you next year.
Yeah, I know what you mean, and I know a lot of people who are very anti it, but I think that it's just a term of affection.
I find I've started it. I'm not going to lie to you, but it's making me feel uncomfortable. Michael, kiss. And then I made the mistake of doing it to my bank, the guy at the bank.
Yeah, and he shouldn't do that.
Well, he acknowledged it. And he wrote back the words, kiss you too.
No, really?
That's really awkward, yeah. Mm. Do you kiss, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
How long has that been going on for?
Years. I've always done it.
Because it does look aesthetic. It looks nice, the kiss.
But I'm in real life, I'm a hugger. So all my friends get a hug and a kiss. It's not
a
problem.
No,
I'm not.
Hugger,
I'm quite tactile. Yeah. And then in a text, everyone will get a kiss. The difficulty is, and I've not really done it yet, I've come close a million times, is writing a message on Twitter and wanting to put... And automatically, I want to put a kiss on the end of it.
So romantic.
And that's
so
wrong.
You're so loving, though.
That's wrong, because that's just whoring yourself out to all your followers. When that's...
Having a real problem with exclamation marks in texts. I'm out of control.
So am I on Twitter.
Absolutely out of control. I haven't put a full stop now for like 6 months. I put a full stop, and I look at the sentence before I send it, and I'm like, that looks like the most boring thing I've ever said.
Because if you put an exclamation mark on, it's a... You know, it needs more oomph.
But I'm oomphing like 2, 3, 4, maybe like 5 exclamation marks.
That's too much,
Michael. I'm out of control. Yeah. I'm in the same boat. Do you know how bad this is? I was sat at someone's computer the other day in the office. Someone had left their email open. I'm thinking, send an email to the boss. I just wanted to say, boss, I love you very much. You're the best boss ever. P.S. Did I say I love you?
Lovely.
Exclamation mark, times 3.
Yeah.
And then I left it. I didn't send it. I left it on the screen. And Matt, who works on our show, comes around and goes, he'll so know it's from you because of your exclamation marks. I'm like, no, is that how I'm being judged now?
Never more than 2, I don't think.
Never more. But do I you think... ever... But sometimes I put an exclamation mark and a question.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
This is interesting.
How are you?
No one speaks like that.
Which way round you do that?
What time are we meeting? Oh, hang on. It's new. We're gonna stop for the news. We have to stop this conversation. And we have to do the new news.
Double exclamation mark.
And then we'll come back.
We get back
to the news? Question mark, exclamation.
News.
Kiss. Let me. all right. Let me play something about Christmas, and then we'll come back. We'll do the news with Dominic, and then more for Mr. Michael McIntyre.
2011 has been an unbelievable year.
The Black Keys on Radio 1 and Lonely Boy. And he's not lonely because he's your friend and my friend. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Michael McIntyre.
The one and lonely.
Yay. He's still Michael here.
Now, where were we, by the way, when it came to... kisses on the end of text.
We're back there.
Are you happy with kisses?
No, I'm unhappy with kisses, and it's making me feel uncomfortable. And it was, as I say, it was when the guy from the bank kissed me back, and I realised, what am I doing kissing all these people?
He was wrong to refer to it. He should have just either not sent a kiss back or just joined in.
See, by not sending one back, that means that you're one of those people that doesn't kiss, and then you people get the message.
Someone else did that to me once. Was it Noel Gallagher who goes... You put a kiss on the end of your text, and I'm like...
Yes. It's right? That's right. You can't do that.
And I'm like, right. Mm-hmm. Right, then I will do it again, and I will keep doing it.
But there's no... You said you're a hugger. There isn't a hug... There's no hug thing you can do. There's no hug sign. If you did... Maybe we shouldn't... If you did two brackets, that looks like a hug.
Yeah. Do you ever put the smiley faces in the text?
No, I didn't even know how to do that.
Oh. That's what phone have you got?
It's out there.
Have you got a BlackBerry?
No, I got an iPhone.
Oh, in that case, I'll get it on there for you.
Oh, we can show you all these different symbols.
Make it worse. I'm trying to make it better. No. I don't want to be a smiley
face. We give you
face.
Like thumbs up and smiley faces and ambulances and all sorts.
You can send like a picture of a pie and some lips and a thumbs up to your manager.
The Scottish songstress, Lulu, came to the show last week. And I sent her a text saying, thank you so much for coming. It was great to see you laughing and everything. And she sent me back just... a smiley face.
Yeah.
But it was an actual face. But it was an actual picture of a face.
Yeah.
Well, I've got them here, look.
But it felt so stupid. But I just thought of Lulu's... Just you don't answer somebody by just smiling back at them. That's a, kind of a crazy, inane response. Thank you so much for coming. And they just smile in your face.
Watch. See, what you can do...
Say something.
I'm going to send you... Look, smiley message. You've
got all these different things you can do, right? So you could put a train or an elephant.
This is on the iPhone?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
I'm going to send you...
Look, why would you put a horse's head? Oh. That's a mafia thing.
Yes. Okay. I've sent you a message now with the little things on.
There's a whole world of symbols. The point that we left this, though, was the question about a question mark and an exclamation mark at the end of a sentence. Right. And which way round do they go?
Well, they don't go. You're confused. Well, you should either be exclaming or questioning. But give me an example of a question you would like to exclaim.
Okay.
Why aren't you getting out of the way of that train?
Yeah.
Now, you wouldn't text that. You would shout it.
You're okay.
If somebody's standing on a rail track, you wouldn't text them.
But what if it was... What if you... Okay, so you're going on tour next year, right?
Yes, I am.
And you've just added 6 new dates.
Yeah.
Now, it's a 64-date tour. Is that right?
I don't know.
A 58-day tour. Okay. 58 shows. And you've just had another 6. So I might send you a message going, you're not doing enough. You haven't made enough money. Now that would be question exclamation mark.
Question first? Yeah. Like that?
Question first.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. That's But you do know in the English language that doesn't exist. You know that. We're reinventing English.
But the exclamation mark for me means it's a joke. If I just sent you a text saying, have you not made enough money? Question mark.
Yes.
Because there's no tone in a text. Yeah. You may read it as, it's a little bit harsh. Why would you say that?
Yeah.
But with an exclamation mark, you know that's a little nudge, nudge.
And then a kiss on the end as well means you're being playful.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
And then PS. And then PS. Lulu gets invited and I get nothing.
I think it's a shame that I make my living in comedy, but when I try and make a joke on a text, I have to explain that it's a joke with an exclamation mark.
Well, yeah.
I mean, if I could do that, which I do, I suppose I do exclaim, because you do go, that's the bit I mean is supposed to be funny, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. But it is that, isn't it? It's just like, only joking, this is a joke, because you can misread things.
Oh, I hate it. There's no tone in a text, and I hate it. The amount of times I've gone... And sometimes when you reply to someone, kind of very quickly, someone goes, oh, I'm not going to be there till 2:00, sorry, because I've got this, that, and the other. And I reply, okay. And then they turn up and go, well, you a bit peed off.
Yeah, see, I always...
Why? Because you only wrote okay? And I'm like, Well, kind of, because I'm like, okay.
You're absolutely right.
Oh, I thought it was okay.
I always think that.
Okay kiss or yeah. okay exclamation mark, suddenly there's no drama.
Oh, no, okay exclamation mark would be yeah. okay. Then that is a problem.
No, but okay without anything, I always think sounds grumpy.
It is grumpy. That's the point.
I just think,
yeah.
you know, you say blah, 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 blah. Shall we do this? Shall we meet here? And they kind of go, okay.
What about like, O, oh, okay. dot, 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 K?
Okay.
That's really grumpy. Yeah. How are you on dot, dot, dots anyway? Because that's my alternative. Now that I'm trying to move away from the exclamation mark, I leave a sort of dot, dot, dot. I think it adds a little mystery and intrigue.
I know you have Twitter, but you don't really do it yourself, do you? You Thank don't you tweet, so much. Really?
No, it's just like, I don't run it.
Do you ever read it? Do you ever just go on and read other people's tweets?
No, I don't.
On my life, it's like you've been reading my tweets. I'm trying to move from the exclamation mark to the dot, dot, dot.
We have got... We are going through this exact same thing at the same time.
But I really have. Especially now that Matt mentioned...
But sometimes you look at it and you think the dot, 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 there's just too much mystery.
Yeah, and it's like you're waiting for the next...
So what's the example then of the dot, dot, dot?
I'm just going to go through the last few tweets that I've sent and just
If you
see.
Said to me that very same thing you said earlier, if I announced new dates and you said, oh, six new dates, have you not got enough? Dot, dot, dot. It's like, I don't even know what that means anymore.
That doesn't sound... Does that sound friendly or not? Have you not got enough? Dot, dot, dot. I've got to write it down.
Okay,
now.
You ready?
Dot,
you ready?
Dot, dot, dot.
You don't say it, though.
I know, Michael.
Okay, so...
How are you, dot, dot, dot?
I sent a tweet on... Okay, so the last... Here are three tweets in order, in concession, I was going to say. I got a feeling that tonight's going to be a great night, dot, dot, dot. Because that was...
But what you're saying now is it might not. Who knows what could happen? It could be the most sensational night. But if you put exclamation mark, it's like, yeah, it definitely will be.
And then I send someone a question saying, when are we having Christmas drink? Dot, dot, question mark, exclamation mark.
No way.
I'm out of control.
Banned. You should not be allowed to tweet.
Oh, that's... Dot, dot.
Oh, my God.
Dot, 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 dot question mark, exclamation mark.
Yeah.
Smiley face.
Oh, fire engine.
I feel bad now.
It's out of control.
I am out of control. So now, listen.
We will settle on something sooner.
It's the 20th of December. What are you doing between now and Christmas? What are your plans? What do you have to do? What are you looking forward to?
I'm going
to
have to do all my shopping. For Christmas.
Do you not have, people to do that for you?
Elves.
Really?
Yes, I have elves.
I was kind of thinking of, an assistant, but an elf is
No,
good.
I don't have an assistant. I don't even... Do you have an assistant?
Yeah.
I'm like, what? The thought of having an assistant, though, it would be more trouble for me because I would be like, what am I going to get the assistant to do? But there's not enough to do.
No, there is.
Well, I ask people who have an assistant what they get their assistant to do, so what would you say?
Everything.
What are they doing today?
Today, it's getting everything ready for Christmas. getting me ready for Christmas.
Getting you?
Yeah.
Do you get dressed? Do you dress yourself?
No, she does it for me. She dresses me.
I don't think Ant and Dec were dressing themselves.
They dress each other.
No.
That's how they always look so smart.
Each assistant, which keeps them really busy, individually and collectively.
Yeah, because I ask people and they say things like, oh, you know, booking haircuts and stuff. But that's like, what, every 6 weeks? It's not a real drama, is it? But can I...
Well, all right, well, if you want to know the ultimate of excess, that she sold it at my tree.
Well, they got... That's part of the fun of Christmas.
It's not! Why does everyone say this to me? It's not part of the fun. I am a down-to-earth, normal, working-class man. Right. And while I was in New York for the weekend, my assistant sold it at my tree, because I'm too busy.
Yeah.
She let in the tree delivery people who also decorate the tree.
Oh, no. Len decorates the tree. Oh,
but the last year they actually decorated it also, did
I know,
they not?
And then my assistant told me what off kind and said,
let
of,
me do it. What kind of tree did you get?
A green one.
But they ask you... I don't know if you've been... I went to get the tree and they go, do you want a non-drop... Or a drop.
Yeah.
And you have to make the decision whether you want...
How?
And I always go for drop because I think it's traditional.
How do they breed them to not drop, though? That's really clever, because that's messing with nature.
But then when you go for the dropping one, it's a race against time to get to Christmas Day with any of your tree left.
That's
because
right.
Because you're losing...
You can't brush past it.
As soon as you take it, you're losing a few needles. Mm. Then you've got to get it in the boot. You're about 5% down out of the boot. You knock it on the door, 10% down. Every time I turn the lights off, I'm losing needles. Mm. I knock past it. A decoration falls off.
You can't touch it.
But have they genetically bred these Norwegian trees to not drop?
Yes.
I don't know what they do.
It's extra glue.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. What you should do is get an extra bushy tree, so and when you lose the 15% of the pine needles, you're still all right.
Would you, extra bushy, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, extra
my
bushy.
My son said to me the other day, it was a really legitimate question. He just said, Daddy, why is there a tree in the living room? And I don't really have an answer for that.
Mm.
It's a very odd thing it's we're doing question. Here. Why are we putting trees in the house? That's who decided that?
Because it's Christmas.
Yeah, oh, that's the answer for everything, because it's Christmas. Daddy, it's Christmas. Why are you drinking alcohol at 4 in the morning? Because it's Christmas. Daddy, why have you fallen asleep on the stairs?
Christmas, son.
It's Christmas.
Why have you undone your trousers at lunch?
Mm. Most things can be explained.
No, it's because I've eaten
Christmas
too much.
Christmas meeting!
Exclamation mark.
Most things can be explained by Christmas.
Trying to do a deal
Christmas.
On the DVD.
Most things that are socially unacceptable on any other day can be explained by Christmas.
Not all things, though, Dave, right. as you found out to your peril a couple of years ago. Not all things. Right.
Yeah. Well, it's like the films. You start watching these films that you would never normally watch. I would never normally watch, you know, Mary Poppins.
Right.
Or if somebody said to me in the middle of the year, in June, would you like to watch Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
No.
I'd probably never talk to them again. No. I'd just walk off and go, that guy's clinically insane.
I watched The Smurfs last night on my own.
For the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. I went to see The Smurfs with my kids,
and
I realised I was getting too much into their world. Well, I was the only one who enjoyed it. My kids, they said, I hated that, Dad. And my wife went, that was appalling. And I was like, I really enjoyed it. With Gargamel chasing them around.
Yeah. Cars 2 as well, I thought was great. My daughter wasn't that first, but I thought it was brilliant.
I'm waiting for the Muppet movie for next year, the new Muppet film.
That's going to be great.
So
Puss in Boots is good.
Is that good?
Yeah, really fun. Oh, that's really good.
See, the thing is, that's the thing. I don't have children, but I want to go and watch these films. And I want to
see
them.
We see you. When we go as a family, we see the guy sitting on his own
in
his barber jacket watching the film.
And the Smurfs is in 3D at the cinema, and I'm thinking, I could be sitting there with his glasses on.
Keep an eye on that guy.
On my own.
Keep an eye on that guy. I saw people in the Puss in Boots. It wasn't Puss in Boots, but... people obviously go on dates to the cinema, but now you go to the 3D and they both had glasses, and on top of that you have to wear the 3D glasses on top of your glasses.
Yeah.
And they were kissing. They were making out in four pairs of glasses. This is not as cool as it used to be, sure.
There's nothing nothing more gets me in the mood than Tron in 3D.
Yeah. What do you look for in a man? Definitely two pairs of glasses.
So you'll be up. So you've got a bit of shopping to do. And when you mean that, you're obviously a man. You mean the majority of your shopping.
I'm going to go shopping right today. If you want to say I'll be in Selfridges for most of the day.
Right.
Getting all that done. I'm going to go to a Panto tomorrow for the first time.
Oh, no, you're not.
I'm going to Panto tomorrow too.
Where are you going?
Maybe we're going to the same.
Are we going to the same Panto?
I don't know. It's in London somewhere.
Oh, right, okay. I haven't been to the Panto since I was a kid, but I'm going to take my kids to the Panto.
Are you taking them to, without saying which one it is, are you taking them to one which has like soap opera stars from the 1980s in it? Or is it like a local kind of nice?
No, I've got to go across town for it.
Okay.
Yeah. Shall I just say what I'm going to say now?
No. Are there famous people in
it? There's a really funny person in it.
Okay, all
so
right,
I'm
good.
Sure that it'll be.
Is it like a lunchtime kickoff or is it later?
It's a matinee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lunchtime kickoff. Yeah. So in football, do they not call it a matinee on a Saturday? You join us on Sky Sports 1 for today's matinee. It's the Liverpool against the Chelseas. It's going to be an absolute corker. And of course, we'll be back for matinee on Tuesday. Sky Sports 1, 25 years at the top of the game.
I'm thinking about taking my brother and my sister-in-law to my parents to a nice Panto, you know, not one of those kind of like stars obfuscated, you know, TV.
Yeah.
You know.
Posh Panto.
Yeah, kind of, up in Richmond. It's all very nice. And then, anyway, my dad goes, I haven't been to a Panto for like 50 years. To which my brother had to point out to him, oh, you did? You took us when we were kids. Right, yeah, I did, yeah. But anyway, he loved it. So I'm thinking, I could take him to see a Panto while I'm up in Leeds. And I think Lewis Spence is in Manchester. And I think my dad would love a bit of that.
He's there with Suzanne Shaw.
I think they're probably better outside of London, to be honest. Don't you think Pantos?
Well, I haven't been to...
When I did my show from Blackpool, I went to the circus there in Blackpool. And it was just so much fun. And I was thinking my kids would just love this. And then I went to this sort of posh circus in the countryside in the summer, and it was just... There was too much... There was a lot of acting going on.
Don't
act. Fall over, set yourself on fire, do some tricks... Go on a unicycle. I want to see the tricks. I don't want to get into a narrative.
Set yourself on fire? What kind of circuses are you going to?
Do they do that now? Might have been an error, but that did happen.
Are you sure that wasn't just a man walking through on fire from the local pub?
While we were talking about football, I was going to... I was going to get my... Thinking of getting my brother's assigned top. How do I go about that?
Well, which team would you like it signed by?
I don't support this team, but they support Chelsea.
Right.
So you have to sign Chelsea shirt.
Start with the easy ones there, obviously.
Well, I don't know who to get, because they're all foreign, aren't they? I just saw that John Terry hurt himself, so he's not going to be receptive to a cold call.
Here's what you can do, okay?
All right.
You can buy a shirt. And then you and your family can have lots of fun writing the names of the players.
How do you
show.
Think Drogba would write? Things like that. And you'll pretend.
Drogba. Yes, you have to think how he would write.
To be fair, if you're giving a sign, we've done this before. We gave away a signed England shirt, but the thing was, it was signed by the whole team, but not by the England team. It was signed by all of us, by me, Chris, team. And Alad, and Rachel.
Would you like us to.
Merry Christmas.
So you could.
Here is a Chelsea top signed by the Radio 1 breakfast team.
There you go.
Signed by the whole team.
The whole team.
It doesn't say
except
which,
for Tina,
doesn't
who was
say
off,
which team
off
it
games,
is.
Who was out with a cruciate injury.
Well, if anybody from Chelsea's listening, Michael would like a sign. Just one?
I'm happy to pop down there if they're doing a matinee.
There you are. He's after a signed Chelsea shirt. If not by all the players, and certainly the ones that Michael's heard of, which seemingly are Drogba,
John Terry.
Yes.
And
Frank Lampard. And Cashley Cole.
And there you go, Cashley Cole. So he's all over it. He'll have a season ticket next.
Brilliant.
Well, look, have a lovely Christmas.
And to you and to all your wonderful listeners and Sarah on the M5.
I hope everybody watches the Michael McIntyre Christmas Comedy Roadshow, Christmas Day, 10:30.
Jack D, Miranda Hart, Rob Brydon, David Mitchell, Kylie Minogue, Pixie Lott, Sean Locke. The list goes on. It's such a great show.
Not me, but that's fine. Even Louis Walsh is on that show, for God's
sake.
He
is actually in the audience.
So many things that I had to ask you about, as in like a proper interview, but we just chatted about stuff and...
I love coming in
had
here.
A right old time. Now, the one thing I will do is, before you go, I'll open up the door on our advent calendar, because you will love this, as we have been talking about pantos. Every day behind our advent calendar is another panto star from around the UK.
Brilliant.
And we've had everybody from Dame Edna to Lisa Riley. So before you go, let's do that. Let's open up day 20 on our advent calendar. Who is it today?
Hi, this is Brendan from Coach Trip, and I'm playing Herman the Henchman in Snow White at the Southport Theatre. Wow. And I'd like to wish Chris Moyles and all the team and all the Radio 1 listeners a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Wow. Yay!
Brendan's
in Southport.
Oh, no, he's not.
Oh, yes, he is.
Now, hang on, you voice Coach Trip. Did
I
you
know.
Not get offered panto? But you could go and narrate it.
It's very true. I was offered tickets to go and see Brendan in Southport.
Brendan is now wishy-washy.
I would love to do panto one day.
No, you wouldn't.
Oh, come on.
No.
See? Oh, yes, I would.
Yeah, oh, come on.
Michael, he's behind you. Oh, come on.
Without saying...
Is he?
Without saying what it is. Is that the panto you're going to do tomorrow?
You're on camera, don't forget
everyone. No, okay,
sorry, well, it isn't.
Fine.
No. I no. That's not the one.
Sorry.
It's fine. Start with a quiz, end with a quiz.
We're going to different pantos. It's fine.
Right, Michael, Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much. Thank
love
you for
to the family.
Me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Michael McIntyre.
Robert. Heart of stereo, it beats for you so.